Mothers usually find ways to help siblings settle differences.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Mothers are often creative in helping young siblings settle disputes. One creative way is to let one child cut an apple down the middle and the other child gets first choice. That works because the mother can oversee the process. But getting God's people to love one another and settle disputes can often be more difficult. It's harder because some of God's people fail to realize loving one another is the very heart of living the Christian life. The Apostle John addresses this issue in his first letter, chapter 4. He says, "If someone says, 'I love God,' but hates a fellow believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God, whom we cannot see? And he has given us this command, 'Those who love God must also love their fellow believers.' Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his children too." John stresses that love for others is grounded in our love for God. Love desires the highest good for others and has its origin in God. Jesus brought it down to us. When we by faith submit to God, he gives us the ability to love others at home, at church, on the job, and in the community.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com